On December 2nd, Dr. Juan Ramagosa will return home to El Salvador, where he will be honored by the Salvadoran General Assembly as a distinguished Salvadoran humanist. In 2002, that same governmental body called him a traitor. Dr. Ramagosa was tortured in El Salvador in 1980, at the beginning of a violent period of civil unrest in that country. He fled for his life to Mexico and eventually came to the United States. In 2002, he successfully sued two Salvadoran generals for damages from the torture he endured in El Salvador. The suit was the first successful lawsuit under the Torture Victims Protection Act, signed by President Bush, that holds military leaders accountable for the actions of their troops. Dr. Juan Ramagosa is now the executive director of La Clínica del Pueblo in Washington, D.C., and he joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And his interpreter, who also joins us, is Sally Hanlon. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Ramagosa, take us back, if you could, to 1980. Where were you? What were you doing? How did you collide with the authorities?
La verdad que hace 24 años estaba trabajando en San Salvador y en ciudades alrededor de El Salvador y estaba haciendo lo mismo que estoy haciendo ahora.
The truth is that 24 years ago, I was working in San Salvador and in the surrounding cities, providing healthcare services for the refugees that were flowing into the city, people who had really never had healthcare in their little villages and hamlets. Providing that type of service at that time was very dangerous. Many people were killed or hunted down, colleagues of mine, medical personnel.
El punto era que ellos decían que estas personas, campesinos,
they said that those people did not deserve health care because they were coming in from conflict areas. They were relatives or perhaps the very ones involved, and they had no right to health care services. And one day the repression struck me outside of a church, outside of a clinic, and I was machine gunned and wounded. I was arrested, picked up, taken to a clandestine jail, tortured.
The two generals you took to court, their names?
Eugenio Vides Casanova y el Coronel García.
These are very well-known men.
Sí, fueron ellos.
These were leaders of the military during those years of conflict. They were the most high-ranking men in the military.
What was the trial like for you after all these years to bring up that experience again?
Yo creo que este juicio fue como la culminación de un proceso.
I think that this trial was like the culmination of a healing process together with my community. Personally, I was deeply affected by the mistreatment physically and particularly the emotional wounds which take a lifetime to heal or never heal. And I was searching also for alternatives for my community because my people too had been wounded, had been scarred, and I think that everyone who has suffered such a plight should have the right to face their the ones that have wounded them or caused their plight.
I do have to ask this. There were Salvadorans who came to the United States during the same period in which you did, who in fact had been members of the ruling oligarchs, had been involved with the military, who didn't think your suing for justice in an American court was a very good idea.
Yes, it is true. There were also many people that were in solidarity. And this was an extreme or severe measure. But I felt it was absolutely essential to my healing and the healing of my people.
Mm-hmm. Were you, I'll put it this bluntly, were you threatened during your trial?
Sí. Hay personas que no estaban de acuerdo.
Yes, I did receive threats. I received phone calls, letters, a number of threats. But I felt that this had to be done. Otherwise, it was to leave everything up in the air and important issues pending.
So how does it happen that in early December you returned to El Salvador as a distinguished Salvadoran humanist?
Bueno, primero lo que pensaría que es una ironía, ¿no?
Well, first of all, it does seem ironic to be doing the same work now that I did 20 years ago. But I also think it's a sign of maturity here, a sign of being willing to deal with things that need to be worked through. And it's also an answer to so many people who were exiled or hunted down or who lost their lives. in a search to be able to live and do these things.
Por otro lado, creo que es una ventana.
I think this is also a sign of a window, and a window that's opening, a sign of a willingness to deal with these things now, and perhaps recover our dignity, put together again our judiciary. I think it's a positive sign for our people.
What kind of progress has your country made?
Han habido varios progresos.
There have been several steps forward. For example, now you can vote in elections and you can run in elections, have different parties, not be hunted down for that, be persecuted or killed for. There are many things that need to be resolved, particularly the poverty, which was what gave rise to the war itself back then. And the it's a violent society. People don't have access to the money that they need to live, and then the great capital is not controlled, so it makes for a violent milieu.
Well, what does it mean, Dr. Ramagosa, that all these years later, General Vides Casanova is branded by a court as being criminally responsible, and you are recognized by the Salvadoran General Assembly as a distinguished Salvadoran humanist?
Sí, la verdad es que el término humanitario creo que
I think that this humanitarian award is more given me in a representative sense. There's been a continuity in my life and the lives of others, and that I fled back then with so many others. Personally, I was hidden in a truckload of onions, and we all had to flee. What we were doing then was considered terrorism or crime, but now it is seen as humanitarian, as a work of compassion and healing, and I think that it all is of a piece. But now it's seen perhaps with more perspective.
When you walk into the General Assembly, you won't have to be hidden in a truck full of onions this time.
Sí, eso anteriormente se trabajó como dijera condenado.
Yes, now I will have a chance to explain what humanism is to me and to be able to share the inspiration for my actions then and now. The martyrs, Archbishop Romero, the Jesuits, thousands of doctors, nurses, healthcare personnel. These people inspired me then and continue to inspire me.
Y siguen inspirando todavía.
Dr. Ramagosa, thanks very much.
Gracias.
Juan Ramagosa is Executive Director of La Clínica del Pueblo in Washington, D.C. He joined us in the studios with interpreter Sally Hanlon.